Alright, hey guys. Welcome to Forever and Ever. My name is Kyle.
And I'm Isaac.
And today we're going to be talking about something we talk about a lot.
I think it's every hour we talk about this, especially during class.
Not during class, man.
Yeah, during class.
If people hear this, they're going to get kicked out of college.
No, like when he brings up the subject. Like, we don't randomly start talking about it.
Oh, yeah, when the teacher starts bringing it up and makes us hungry in the middle of class.
So, today's topic, food.
Yeah.
We should have came off with that first. They'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they're probably thinking about we're talking about, like, some type of really messed up stuff.
Drugs. No, I'm just joking. We don't do drugs. We're clean. We're all clean. PG up in here, guys. You can let your kids listen. I promise.
Minus that last part. Anyway, so yeah, we talk about food a little bit, and Isaac and I, we have very different opinions when it comes to
food. Very different.
Now, see, Isaac is very, let's just say, basic.
I am a basic man. I think every man should be basic.
Block one basic.
Okay. Hey, don't need to chop my legs out from under me.
I'm not just chopping your legs off. I'm cutting them.
Two or three blocks.
Okay, so let me get this straight from what you told me.
Okay.
You wake up at like 4:30 in the morning?
Or 5.
5?
Wait, you mean when I have my old job?
Or whatever.
My old job, yes, I did wake up really early.
You woke up early. You did not have breakfast. You just drank a Monster.
Monster or soda.
And then you didn't really eat lunch, you said. You just snacked on cheese, crackers, and pepperoni.
My mom always hated that diet.
And then whatever you have for dinner, which might be a Little Caesar's pizza.
I said sometimes. I wish it was. But no, sometimes, well, actually all the time is whatever my mom made. But every once in a while, I'll just go off on my own with some friends and have a pizza.
That's going to destroy you.
Hey, if I die, I die happy. Anyways, let's talk about what you have.
Now, see.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get a Dr. Pepper. I'll be right back.
Oh, what? Okay, look at that. I'm going to withdrawals because I was at a friend's house. So I couldn't go by Walmart and buy a Coke. I was so sad.
Want a Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't like Dr. Pepper. What?
You want a root beer?
You un-American.
Dr. Anyways, Pepper is one of the most American things you can drink.
Coke is. Who is the
Pemberton?
No. What is, who's the mascot for Coca-Cola?
Santa Claus.
You can't get much more American than that. You got a polar bear and Santa Claus as your mascot.
So Santa Claus is not merely an American icon. He's also popular in England and all over Europe and in Russia.
Well, who cares about those countries? Anyways. Okay.
Except over there, Kyle. It's called Father Christmas.
Exactly. Kyle. Food.
Yes. Yeah. So,
since you've been here, you've had, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be, Vietnamese twice? Three times?
No, it wasn't technically Vietnamese. It was more Thai. That was just once.
Okay, so you had Thai once, and
I've had curry three times.
Curry is what? Like, what kind of rain?
India.
India? Okay, so you had India three times, curry, or Thai one.
And then I had Greek three times.
Greek three times. Wow, okay. And what did you have today?
Today I went to Culver's and got a cheeseburger.
And would you classify that as American?
Yeah.
Good.
So, are you saying I'm un-American because I only ate at an American chain once, whereas compared to the others, I ate it more?
No, but when you have to specify, like, hey, yeah, I'm going to have some Thai food, and you have to name the country from the food you're eating it from, then yes, that's kind of un-American. But when you had to say, what did you have today? Culver's. You didn't say American Culver's. No. What you said was Culver's.
That's because
American.
No offense, that's just because most normies understand what Culver's is. If I were to say...
Normies? Okay, guys,
If I were to say I went to Tinder, they'd be like, I don't...
dating app?
They'd be like, I'd be like, they'd probably be like, how did you eat an app? I'd be like, no, Tandoor. It's a spice that the restaurant is named after, a spice mix.
Exactly, so...
Let me just say, if you never had curry food before...
We aren't sponsoring this, just so everyone knows.
But well, of course we're not sponsoring. I can't sponsor a genre of food.
You can. Are you going to name a specific restaurant? Actually, we did. Culver's. We did not sponsor Culver's, I promise. I like Culver's.
Okay. Okay, so I went to Culver's, like I said, and... So I got the, it was called the Cheddar Butter Burger with Bacon.
Oof, that's what I had too.
So, yeah, I have got a lot of good things to say about it. I was expecting it to be like a place we got back in Oklahoma where I come from.
McDonald's?
No, don't insult me. It's called Brahms. Okay. And it's literally another burger place with ice cream. And you can also get, like, milkshakes and blasts.
Did you have the ice cream in the jar?
No.
At Culver's?
No.
I highly recommend it. They make it fresh. And they have, like, those mason jars as well. They put it in. Those, I don't know.
It's legit served in a mason jar?
It's legit served in a mason jar made that day.
Let's go.
I know. I was like, what?
Okay,
I had the chocolate one. Yeah, I had the chocolate one. It is, I think it's like $4 or $5. I say it was pretty good. I say it's worth it.
And, okay, so the good things I gotta say about the burger. Okay, so of course the bun was soft. Okay. It was soft, it was toasted.
Okay, but is there like, not greasy, but like buttery, like a little slippery?
Yes!
That's the best, isn't it?
Yeah,
makes everything better, right?
That's why it's called a butter burger. But anywho, and the cheese wasn't just American cheese. Wasn't just the normal processed stuff you get at most places. It was cheddar cheese.
It was perfect.
It was actual cheddar cheese that... Oh, man. And the bacon wasn't cooked to death either.
It wasn't. It was, like, it's pliable. Like, it wasn't crispy, right?
Well, like, it was... I like with my bacon to have a balance between crispy and meaty. It's like, I don't like it to be cooked to death where you're basically
eating
chewing
a chip.
Yeah. The only flavor you get is the sulfur tasting burntness the fat. And those crinkle cut french fries.
Oh, man. Now I'm getting Culver's tomorrow.
Were probably one of the best french fries I've ever had. And crinkle cut aren't even my favorite. I'm a bit of a diehard when it comes to Chick-fil-A's waffle fries.
Waffle fries? I also like Arby's curly fries. And they got the loaded curly fries. So they got the melted... it is processed cheese, I believe. I don't think it's true. But it's melted. You got the bacon. And they actually... I think this is the only place that puts ranch on their food. And if anyone knows me, I... love ranch to death. Ranch is my soulmate. Everything dies in ranch. I drown my food in ranch. And that is the one place I saw that serves ranch like that. And I was like, hallelujah.
I could make some comments about how much he loves ranch, but I'm not going to. That'll probably come up in a later debate. Anyway.
Probably later.
So... setting aside Culver's, was amazing.
It was.
Yes, I'm going to talk about some of the other food that I like.
Curry. Okay, guys, I can't really talk about the subject because I haven't had the curry here. Especially because all of it's really, really spicy. Like, even Kyle over here can't handle the spice sometimes. That's how spicy it is.
It really depends on the dish you're ordering. As a default, I order medium spice because I know... mild is not going to be spicy enough.
It, but mild is not the American mild, or is it like the same kind of temperature level as the American temperature level, like with the Thai food?
Oh, this is curry, not Thai.
But okay, anyway. I'm sorry. Indian food. Like, is it the same kind of spice level?
Not really. Mild, what they, if you ask for it to be mild, they know us white American tongues ain't going to be able to handle any spice. So they really taper it down. Like, my mom cannot handle spice at all. She will choke on a jalapeno popper if it's too spicy. And she can handle the mild curry. But the medium curry, it really depends on the dish. It was like, I had one dish, it was like a, it was a lamb curry that was with a light curry sauce, and it had almonds and raisins through it to give kind of like sweet and savory and crunchy all at the same time. And that wasn't spicy at all. The next, a few weeks later, I got a goat curry and a more generic type of sauce, and that thing about lit my tongue on fire. So,
and these were at different restaurants. They weren't all at
no,
one.
No, this is the same restaurant.
Oh, same at, okay. So it wasn't like maybe a different chef that was cooking. Okay.
I doubt it.
So it just, like you said, just depends on the meal.
Yeah, it depends on the dish. Let me just say, Indian, this Indian restaurant absolutely knows their appetizers. Like, oh my goodness gracious. So, it's a little bit more expensive, of course. Any place's appetizers are overpriced, in my opinion. But they give you value, like ridiculous value. I got these one things. I can't remember what they're called. The Indian language escapes me. But it's basically, imagine like fry bread.
Yeah.
But sliced onions thrown into it. And of course, deep fried, and then they give you different types of sauces to dip that in. And that you order just one order, and you get like six or seven of them. And they're like the size of the palm of my hand.
And his palm of his hand is a little bit bigger than a baseball. I'm just joking. It's about the same size as a baseball.
Yeah. And another thing, this I do remember because you can get these in the frozen section at your store. They're called samosas. But normally, when you buy them at the store, they're like tiny, kind of like the size of a table football because that's how they're folded. But the ones you get at this place, they are like, what was that called? I think it's like the hypotenuse part of the triangle.
Which part of trying to try and get?
So, in a, let's say in a, in a triangle, the longest side of the triangle.
I believe that's hypotenuse, yeah. But I failed math, so.
It reaches from the back palm of my hand all the way to the tip of my middle finger.
Oh, you're talking about that giant pastry thing.
Yeah, and okay. It's like,
that was pretty long. His fingers are like super long. They're like skeleton fingers. So that was, some pretty big,
and
big pastries.
You can choose between vegetable or meat filling. Since I had a meat dish, I got a vegetable filling samosa. And it's not like full of like broccoli and stuff. Don't expect that. It's full of potatoes and peas seasoned to perfection. Your mouth is going to be in absolute harmony with the food you're eating. It's just like, oh, yes, I can. Like, there's a reason I ate there three times. Four, if you count the time that we first got up here and me, my mom, and my brother ate there.
Okay. That's nice. Do you know the name of this Thai or restaurant
again?
We're not sponsoring curry. I'm sorry, Indian. We're not sponsoring them, but if you're ever in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which we are right now,
yeah,
visit this place if you like spicy Indian curry food.
Yeah, it's called Tandoor, Tandoor. It's in the I think it's It's one of those parkways. Find it on Google image, on Google Maps.
Google image. Just image the picture from Google. That's all you need.
Who knows? You'll find the address. Anyway.
That's nice. That's so nice.
I've heard you've been to Japan, Isaac. Where? What food have you ate over there?
They got these, like, little... They're not dumplings, but you know, like, they got those meat, like, a tiny little meat. It's like a tiny taco. So you got the meat inside, and then they, like, crunch it up the edges.
Yeah, that's a
like
dumpling.
Gyoza.
Yeah, the gyoza. Those are the type of dumplings.
Those things were the bomb. They were drugs for my little body. Like,
there's
my
a restaurant.
Mom, man.
There's a restaurant you can go to in Tokyo, I think it is. But... You can choose either to eat 100 gyoza or one giant gyoza. And if you finish it, it's free and you get your name on a wall.
Ooh, food challenge.
I know. I could easily down 100 gyoza. That stuff is like... Have you... you said you have mochi, right?
Mochi. What's mochi?
The little... rice dough seasoned with powdered sugar and stuff.
Yes, yeah, those puff balls.
Yeah, it's called mochi.
Puff balls. If you're American, continue.
Yeah, I want to go to Japan so bad, so I kind of envy you in that respect.
He does actually want to go to Japan. It's okay. Japan is a beautiful place. They take care of their island. They put a lot of parks, they put a lot of money into making sure it is well kept, beautiful, and everything. I love Japan. But then at the same time, those tiny cars is going to kill me. I love my Ford trucks.
Well, see.
A big truck, a big Jeep, something big.
That's one of the main differences between Japan and the U.S. Japan, from what all the stuff I've seen and read and stuff, driving in Japan is very, very expensive. So, like, yes. I come from Oklahoma, so we got these toll booths set up on interstate highways, and you have to pay, like, sometimes a little over $1 to get through the toll booths. And... over in Japan, it can cost like $70 just to go cross country on the roads. So yes. That's why a lot of people in Japan don't even own cars. They just get
use what they call a bullet train, a really fast train.
Yeah, they buy like year-round tickets for the train or lifetime licenses for the train, so that way they can just use that. And that's another thing I want to do. That's on my bucket list, to go on one of those trains.
I think I've been on the bullet train once. Do I remember it? No, I was a little kid. But I will believe it went as fast as a bullet. I think that's why we Americans called it the bullet train. But I did hear... Well, I said that one. I did hear... I think it's somewhere in California or something. They're building a bullet train. Or at least starting work on making like a tunnel kind of system for it.
Leave it to California.
True. I think they were connecting it somewhere else. I think maybe Nevada or something. I could be wrong. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, wouldn't it?
Let's try not to head off on too many rabbit trails, though.
True.
We can talk about trains on another... podcast.
Just one podcast about all about trains.
I like trains.
That'd be a sad podcast. We agree on trains. If we like trains, I like trains. Speaking of trains, really quickly, I am taking a train home in like 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, me, another guy named Chance, and a girl named Bethany. We are all
Beth going too.
What?
Beth going too? Said Beth is going too.
Don't ever call her Beth. She hates that.
Okay. That's just a reflex.
Reflex?
Yeah, to call people who have names that can be automatically shortened. It's
That's what I always thought, too. But then I was like, Bethany, can I call you Beth? And she's like, no. Only my family does. I'm like, okay.
Hey,
So, yeah, so we're taking a train down. It's a 4-day trip to where I live. So, that'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. Also, the food, though, costs money. So, I'm having friends send me down Pop-Tarts.
Okay, so, since we're getting off, since we're getting back on the topic of food, Pop-Tarts.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What is your favorite type of Pop-Tart?
Favorite type of Pop-Tart?
Like your favorite flavor.
I've never tried this flavor until I came up here. It's called cookie.
Is it the churro one?
No. I had the churro one before. It's like chocolate brownie cookie dough.
Oh, the cookie dough one.
Oh my goodness, that was amazing. That, and also I like the strawberry milkshake. And I think my dad also liked the strawberry milkshake.
See, I'm just afraid those ones would be too sweet for me.
The strawberry milkshake is too sweet, probably. I know your taste. I think it is going to be a little too sweet.
It's like looking at what the filling looks like. It looks like straight icing.
Oh my goodness. It's gooey too. I don't know how. Like all the other ones aren't, but this one, it's gooey every time. Actually, I've never had a box for a strawberry milkshake that didn't have pink gooey jelly filling. Yeah. I'm like, this is awesome. That's how you know you have the perfect box of strawberry milkshake Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. So, I'm excited for the Pop-Tarts I just bought today, actually. So, little white boy that I am with with it being fall and everything, I saw pumpkin pie flavors. Pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts. Like, the filling is like pumpkin pie.
Did it say it had whipped cream on top?
Let me get the box real quick. BRB. I know you guys won't see it, but I just need to show Isaac.
BRB means be right back for all you non-texting people like my mom.
Wow, you're roasting your mom on the podcast?
No, she just doesn't know a lot of the shorts. Maybe she does, I don't know. So it does have whipped cream on it. So we are good with this pumpkin pie Pop-Tart.
Okay, so the pastry is like orange, like golden
brown.
Actually,
open it up. Just have one. Have one.
I'm not hungry though.
Well, make yourself hungry.
I can't do that like automatically. I gotta sit and watch.
Be hungry. Be hungry.
I gotta sit and like watch Food Network or Strictly Dumpling.
Oh my goodness. Man, that kid watches food all day long.
Not all day long, only when I'm eating or when I'm hungry or when I wanna be hungry.
Anyways, that's pretty much all day long, so at least at night he gives it a rest, but I doubt his dreams are giving it a rest. Heaven over there just watching all the food.
Anyway, so
Okay, we haven't talked about this much. Sodas, okay?
Okay, so sodas. Yeah, let's get on the
drink. Not just sodas,
side.
Like any drinks. Yeah, any drink. So your number one drink.
Number one drink. Man, I know I shouldn't like soda as much as I do. I've been trying to taper off, drink more water and stuff. But if I get the choice and I have drank my daily allowance of like water or a sports drink or whatever, I guess soda. And depending on my mood, it's down between three. It's Pepsi is number one.
Okay.
Because most places have that. Then there's Dr. Pepper, and then there's ginger ale. Most places don't have ginger ale though, and most places don't have Pepsi though. So it either ends up being Dr. Pepper, or if I'm just like being really lazy, I say Coke.
Okay.
Some places do have really good Coke though.
I don't know. I agree with you. Like some places, just like when you get that glass of Coke, it's refreshing. I don't know why. Maybe it's just I'm really wanting a Coke at that time, or it's like they put something in the Coke. Huh?
They gotta put something in the. They probably put Coke in the Coke.
PG, Kyle. Remember, we'll clip that. I'm just joking. We don't know how to clip that out or bleep it out. So,
I know.
I'm sorry for you, kids.
We just gotta know the time. About 25 minutes. We can cut that out if we want to.
Forgive me, guys. I'm not going to that trouble. I have other appointments to do.
Like what? We're poor college students. What other?
Exactly. I have video games. But anyways, progressing back to the drinks. My favorite is Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. My second would be Coke. My third, I would say, actually, surprising me on this one, is cream soda.
Now, cream soda, cream soda is like that one relative that hangs out in the back and is almost not really invited, but you just know he's going to be there. You know what I mean? Like that weird uncle.
Or like, we all got that weird uncle, don't we?
He's not even really an uncle. He's just a really close friend of, say, like your dad or something. And he's basically adopted into the family, but not officially. And then he just comes over and mooches off of all the nice food. You never had anyone like that?
I'm trying to think of anyone that's really close friends to my dad. I'm just joking.
Ouch! I just realized what you said. That's a burn.
Dad, don't worry. I like all of your friends. At least the ones I know about. Or I can remember, at least.
Yeah.
I suffer from short-term memory loss. I should say that first. Be Dory.
You do?
No. I just have a bad time memorizing things or remembering things.
So that's why I have trouble with the memory verses.
Yeah. But, what was I going to say? No, I don't have anyone like that as far as I can remember.
Yeah,
so anyway. Actually, no, I have a best friend. Flo, shout out to Flo. He's my bestie right there, man.
Wait, so Flo is a guy.
Flo is a guy. His actual name is Florencio.
Okay, that makes sense.
But call him Flo.
So, the first thing I think of when I think of Flo
is the commercial from State Farm or something.
No, it's
what is it? No, Progressive. It's Progressive.
Yes.
But anyway. Hey, no sponsoring for Progressive, but yes, that's actually where they get the nickname Flo from Progressive.
So the first time I saw a guy with the name Flo though was in a book series I was reading, and. Named Timmy Failure, that was the kid's actual name in the story. And the librarian at his school, his name was Flo, and he was he's a librarian, remember? But he's also a member of a biker gang. So he's this big, beefy guy wearing a biker helmet and a leather vest in the library. And Timmy says, his name is Flo, which is not short for Florence. It is short for Misshelf My Books and the Blood May Flow.
Wow. Okay. Well, that progressed a little deeper and darker than the way I wanted it to.
I'm just saying, that part made me laugh for about 5 minutes. I'm just thinking.
Oh my goodness.
A librarian, like a biker dude who's a librarian, but he's like so. Like, you don't think... I love it whenever the big, tough guys are that you get to see their sensitive side and it's, like, doesn't match up with their stereotype at all. I love that.
That is true.
Hilarious.
That is.
Like, in an anime I was watching.
Nope, we're not progressing into anime in
this episode. We'll have another podcast.
Another podcast for anime because we have a lot to talk about that, but...
We should probably cut it off now. We're hitting the 30-minute mark.
Yes.
Which is far exceeding the last podcast we had.
True. But really quick, Flo has a brother named Alberto. We call him Teeny. He is that one guy that we mentioned. The strange uncle. Every time I invite Flo over, he comes along.
I see. So it's like since your brother's coming, you just go along.
That and also he's friends with my brother, so.
That makes sense.
Usually they'll be beat up on Teeny. There's so many fun stories I have about our relationship, me and Flo's relationship with Teeny.
That can wait for another podcast.
Yeah, another podcast. So yeah, like Kyle pointed out, this did go a little longer. Sorry about that. I guess we talked
talked a lot about food. We got off on
rabbit trails.
A lot of rabbit trails.
Deep rabbit trails.
Yeah, we shot deep down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so next episode we have a plan. What's the plan for next episode?
Let's just go ahead and shoot and say for anime.
Anime? Why don't we do that on the last one? Our last one's going to be our fourth one. That's because we're breaking up for winter break
don't
with Kyle.
Don't say we're breaking up. That sounds so messed up.
Okay, we're taking a pause from Kyle. I'm going to have guests on the start on the show during winter break until next semester where Kyle and me can start this back up again. But, so we're going to be taking a break for winter. So we should do our fourth one.
All right.
Give me some chance to watch a little bit more anime, which I have been, so I can talk about that episode.
Speaking of...
No, we're not going to it right now. Anyways,
come on.
So next one. We got video games, we got food. What's your next one be?
We can figure it out off mic.
Off mic? Yeah, but I'm going to give him a general hint.
A gentle hint?
General
hint?
Yeah.
We're going to be making another podcast.
There you have it, folks. Another podcast, I guess.
All right.
Anyways,
night, folks.
Good night. Have
Thanks
a good day.
Thanks for giving us your excessive amounts of time.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully you find something better to do with your lives.
Hopefully. Or continue listening to us. Not watch. Listen.
All right.
That'd be weird. See ya.
Good night.